three deep breaths, 10 steps backwards, going backwards. Now I'm switching lanes, tire marks on my heart. It don't be the same. Let your worry heart dry your teary eyes. I know you were scarred and torn apart inside. Darling, so am I. Okay. 'Cause baby, I was born tired, getting more tired as time passes. I'ma need more fire, way, way more fire. So pass that thing my way.
I wasn't born tired, but goddamn it, I'm tired. I'm tired of motherfuckers not getting it. I'm tired of motherfuckers not pulling their weight. I'm tired of people that need people to hold their hand. But we're going to talk about it. Great day to married people and people of the sun. Welcome back to another amazing episode here on Vibrate Higher. Beautiful people, I am Lissa Renee. And, of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Queen Rich. Queen Rich, how's your day? And what's one word to describe your mood?
Grateful. Really. That song, I'm sorry, I'm great. You know, the day was beautiful. You know, it was my off day. I really rested, chilled. I'm cooking, you know, getting everybody ready to eat and everything else. But I've been having a blessed and, you know, just a peaceful day, honestly. That song, that just, you know, sometimes we do get tired. But when I get tired, I start to think about everything that I'm grateful for. So today, my mood for today is grateful. Shit, just simply grateful for everything that I have right now, everything that I don't have, everything that I'm going through, everything that I've gone through, all that shit. I'm just grateful.
And, you know, that's a powerful statement, like just to be grateful, that hits different. And like you said, like we all get tired, but when you do, you start, you know, thinking about what you are grateful for. And what really, like, stood out for me was, I'm grateful for the things that I don't have, the things that I'm going through. Like, a lot of people do not realize, like, a lot of the good, it come with some bad, and you got to take that shit. It go hand in hand. And, you know, it's just fucked up. You know, I know you said you're cooking and stuff right now. Like, this schedule change is fucking us up, man. Like, I'm so fucking tired, and it's probably because I got too much rest last night because, you know, I've been working straight. They changed my fucking schedule, and you just got to work it, so I'm not off until Friday. But, you know, it's just been so much shit that runs together, and I feel like I can't worry about the shit that doesn't, because no matter what, it's going to be okay. And a lot of shit that you said, it put it in the perspective of the creator doesn't give his hardest battles to the weak motherfuckers, so you got to be grateful for that shit, and I appreciate that, and it made me be grateful for today because I was about to complain like a motherfucker. But, you know, that just really what you just said, that really helped me through, and it made me erase everything I thought I wanted to say. But tonight's topic is spiritual alignment in summary. You know, sometimes we all lose our way. Some of us never found it. They rely on the help of others. And I feel like what people need to understand is even the happiest or the most spiritually influenced people, you know, or we know, go through it. And they have those negative thoughts just as much as the next person, but they don't allow that shit to consume them. And so, shit, we all have to lose ourselves just to find ourselves. And this is something a little different, but I wanted to just, you know, shake the energy a little bit. And before we go any further, I do want to get into a 3-minute guided meditation. It's not mine, and I don't own the rights to it. But while it's playing, I just wanted us to be able to pay attention to the emotions. And again, with losing yourself, you got to find that balance. So just to clear the energy, I want to get into this 3-minute guided meditation.
Okay. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position. During this brief meditation, I'll ask you to pay attention to what's happening inside your body right now. You'll find that you don't have to change anything. Just observe. Direct your attention towards your stream of thoughts. What thoughts are traveling through your mind right now? Can you give them a name? Notice your feelings. What feelings are present in your body in this moment? Maybe sadness, curiosity, anger. If you can, try to give them a name. Try to notice if there are other kinds of sensations present in your body right now, like tingling, tension, vibrations. Just observe them and let them be. Now shift your focus and pay close attention to your breath. Notice how it feels to breathe in and breathe out. Try to give your breath your undivided attention for a few seconds. Lastly, try to expand your focus and take in the whole body. Notice that you're sitting here with your whole body. You become aware of your posture, your facial expression, your feelings and other sensations. Hold them in awareness, just as they are. Notice that you don't have to struggle to change anything. It's okay to let them be just as they are right now. When you feel ready, open your eyes and return to your session.
Oof, I don't know about you, but that was refreshing and needed for me. Queen Rich, I know you were kind of busy and you had other things going, but as you were tapping in on meditating, what were some of the things you were seeing or hearing?
Girl, for certainly I'm seeing our next home. That's where my focus has been for a while now, and I'm not going to lie, that little session right there, I caught about 2 minutes of it. That session, it makes you realize how good it feels to meditate, you know what I mean? It's been probably a few days, you know, and I think I need to get a few more minutes in meditating later, but man, something about breathing, you know, focusing on my breathing does it for me, because it kind of slows everything down when you focus on one thing, and I'm usually focusing on many other things at one time, even while trying to meditate. So for me, the breathing part is my go-to. That's how I start off. When you slow your breathing down, you feel that sense of relaxation come over you. And for me, it feels like an aura, you know, because I am so busy throughout the week with work, kids, you know, home, et cetera. It just feels like a whole new shell, you know what I mean? Everything that's with the calls and stuff, you know, we work in customer service, you know, that stuff kind of, it'll stick to you if you don't meditate. And I think that's where I fuck up at a lot, you know, not meditating as often as I should. And it fucks you up emotionally. Like, I let a lot of shit build up out of me, and when I meditate, I cry every time. I'm like, you know, you open up your hips, you're gonna cry. You're gonna feel a sensation come over you, that just that overwhelmed feeling that you've been feeling, and anxiety, all of that shit washing away with your tears. Like, it's so amazing, man. Like, I have to get to it. I gotta get to it.
And everything you just said, like, that's how I feel. Like you said, we work in call centers, and today it's just been a day. Like, calls have not even been that hectic, but you just get customers that just got these nasty-ass energies. And sometimes you have to, like, do that deep breath, you know, put the customer on mute. Sometimes I do it while they're on the phone to let them know, like, hey, you making me realign my fucking energy because you're so annoying. But it's just like you said, when you allow that shit to build up and you do go sit down, that vortex, it opens, and so everything is just spiraling and aligning, and you're, like you said, you cry. And I've been doing that here a lot lately because, bro, I just been feeling like I'm about to lose it on people. Like, I feel like when you walk a spiritual journey, people expect so fucking much out of you. Like, they want you to be this teacher. They want you to be this pushover, the bigger person. Like, it's just so much that comes with it. And so I haven't been meditating lately, so that was something that I needed as well. But I want to jump into tonight's show. And I want to be able to speak freely and, you know, from the heart. And Queen Rich, I want you to jump in at any time, because I know this is a repetitive topic, and I did choose this topic again because, again, I'm so fucking tired. Like, again, I'm tired of people trying to tell me what to talk about. I'm tired of people not getting, I'm tired of the fake spiritual motherfuckers. And it's a must that we not only check our frequency, but we must ensure we're spiritually aligned. So, you know, someone got upset with me and said, if you know all of these things you know, why don't you help everybody? And first off, you can't help everybody, and it's not about who helped and who didn't help me along the way, but what better than finding out for yourself? So what is being spiritually aligned? I feel like being spiritually aligned is when your thoughts, feelings, you know, your actions are aligned with the higher truth and elevated, you know, being of who you are. Spiritual alignment is an important part of one specific ascension, you know, journey. And I feel like it is crucial in recognizing our energy and then determining the necessary steps needed to lift or raise the, you know, energetic fields and vibrations. So I feel like before we go deeper into that, one must even understand the spiritual warfare, you know, in simplest form. It's taking the dark with the light and fighting, not remaining stagnant. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, is there any task you find yourself battling with? And I'm asking because I know, like, I'm not where I want to be spiritually, but people, you know, even think people like us, like, even, you know, we're spiritually aligned, but they feel like nobody gets burnt out. Like, whoever said this shit was easy?
Right. I kind of, you know, compared the two because, you know, how Christians like to compare, like, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that if you're so spiritually this, that, and that. Baby, listen, do you know how you're living and what you're supposed to be living like according to what you believe in? Worry about that. But I be stagnant in my creativity. I remember being able to draw, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to tap back into creativity and things of that nature, things that I know I had skills in, you know, a while ago that I really just put down and left alone. I don't know why. I guess life. You know what I mean? But that's where you make time for. That's where you have to realize reality, and then you have to have that time for your spiritual journey as well. Some people get stuck in a spiritual journey to where they're stagnant because they're searching so high and low, you know what I mean, instead of within, that they just seem like fucking crazy people. Them people fucking scare me. I'm stagnant because I fear how powerful I am. I'm still trying to work on that. Like, I've been scaring myself. Like you said, some people, you know what I mean, ask that. I asked that before, you know, I realized myself that you can't take on everybody else's shit. Like, you can't guide people into your ways or what you believe, regardless of how much it makes sense. Spiritual warfare is real. And I went through that, like, I want to say after high school, because, I mean, it just didn't feel right, you know. And once I started researching and you know, teaching myself, you know, knowledge that I didn't learn in church or from reading the Bible, because I never understood that shit. Like, that never spoke to me. But once I learned that I had to figure shit out myself, it became, you know, it became like a fucking reward at the end of the day once your life starts to change, and that's where you'll see it at, or where I saw it at. I don't feel as though I am a teacher in so many ways, because I don't know why my mind thinks like this. I don't know. Nobody knows everything. I mean, I may be knowledgeable in some areas, but I feel like, man, I still have a long way to go. I don't have, you know, the means to teach anyone anything. But you know what? It's a lot of people out there that don't know shit. And the little bit that I do know may seem like a fucking lie. You know, so at the end of the day, I try to spread it. We have this podcast. We spread it through the podcast. I spread it through my social media and shit like that. But at the end of the day, people have to go into the closet. And I say the closet because you need to go into that dark area. You need to be by yourself. You need to be alone. You have to dig deep into yourself. And can't nobody do that but you. How am I supposed to know what the fuck you went through or what you're thinking or how you feel about this and that and that? You know what I'm saying? How is anybody outside of you supposed to know these things to guide you to, you know what I mean? It scares me. It really does. But I'm trying to get back into my creativity, and because I love to paint, I love to color, I love to draw, I love all that shit. Like, and everything I'm doing, the minor things that I do, because like I said, we have reality to live with. We have houses to take care of, work jobs to do, you know what I mean? Like, you got to find that time outside of that to get the fucking engine going. Get out of that stagnant state to where you can, you know, take the fucking steps to, you know, tap back into it. I don't know what it be, you know, why is it so hard for me? Like, I can go get the utensils and the shit that I need or whatever, but I just be so worried about time. It just fucks me up, man. I don't know. It's a whole rabbit hole in my mind. I don't know.
Okay, but I wanted to see, like, how the fuck could you sit up there and say you're not a teacher? Like, I feel like any time we come on this podcast, we're teaching, because everything we say, is none of it is just thrown together. Like, we've either experienced it or we done did the research. It's not like we just pulling shit out our ass. So before we do get on here and say whatever we say, we're a teacher. We're all a teacher to someone. And I feel like there's some shit that you know, you teach me. And like you say, no one knows it all, but everyone is a teacher, because I feel like if I converse with you, I don't give a fuck on what level, any type of energy I exchange with you, you have to be teaching me something. You're giving me something back. I'm not going to just be fucking with nobody, you know? Going back to what you said about people not being able to know what people go through, and to a certain extent, I believe that, but then again, once, and I don't even think it's a spiritual thing. I just think some people are just just gifted, you know. And some people are able to know what you go through, but as far as in depth and just knowing and feeling those exact emotions, no one can pinpoint that. But I feel like when we do enlighten ourselves, we are able to get that sense of synergy, energy, you know, of the situation, and we are able to. But again, why would you want somebody to tell you what you've gone through? You know that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why would you want somebody to hold your hand? If your mother or father never took the training wheels off or never let go of the bike, you would not know how to fucking ride a bike. So people are not going to hold your hand, even if they do know. I mean, we can only guide so much because, again, the spiritual journey is a self journey. But I'm glad you spoke on creativity, because that is one thing that I struggle with, and I didn't even realize it until you said it. And for me, it might sound crazy, but I'm modest about a lot of shit because I know how people can be. And I already don't, like, it's not that I don't have the support, but it's just kind of like I'm just one person. So even though I do have this creative outlet, spark or whatever, I don't have the hands to do it. Like you spoke on time, like, we can only do so much. And I feel like with our spiritual calling, we're doing other things outside of, you know, our creativity, because we have a mission to accomplish. And so you spoke on your fear, that, like, you should never fear your power. Like, that's one thing. I don't fear it. Like, I'm aware of it. That's why I just be like, please don't fuck with me, because I fuck with power like that. Like, I be on some other shit. But I think you are a very creative person. Just wanted to make you aware. Like, I know you don't draw and paint right now, but there's a lot of other things that you do that I feel like you are creative. Like, you make people want to walk this path. And that's one thing about me. I feel like I just can't do that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? And you do it, like, effortlessly. And, you know, people want that information. And, yeah, and I'm rambling about you, but I just feel like you are a teacher, and never be afraid of that. But I thank you for speaking on that, because that tapped into something else I had been shutting off, because I really wanted to speak on my struggle with letting shit go. Because I can't always be the bigger person. You know, being a bigger person in every situation is tolerating disrespect. But the disrespect was in crossing those boundaries. And I feel like sometimes we as people, you know, people are who they are. And I catch myself slipping with those boundaries because of the status, you know, like family. But you get tired of your shit, but you also get tired of reacting to the situation and the people that don't see the need to change, you know? But that is a big task that I deal with daily.
Yes, yes. That's one of mine as well. But at the same time, I'm learning. You know, I've gotten better with that, because I've not spoken to people for years behind shit. And, you know, I don't give a fuck. But now I'm learning to communicate, and then I react, because, you know, how do these people know, title or not, because you change all the time. I feel like I've changed, and once you set boundaries that people aren't used to, they try to cross them, or they think that it's a game. So once I set the boundaries and people still wind up doing some bullshit that, you know, fucks with me or don't sit right with me, I'm going to let a motherfucker know where they had me fucked up. Okay? Now, once I do that, and you can accept that shit, what you did, apologize to me, you know, I say my apologies, because 9 times out of 10, I reacted and got real, I go to fighting. I want to fight. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10. But I'm going to apologize. You apologize. We talk that shit out, cool. But at the same time, I'm going to leave you at a distance. Like, I'm going to feed you with a long-handed spoon. You know what I mean? Because you can't be eating up my energy like that. There's too many times that I've gone through cycles with people over the years that I realize now, like, for what? for fucking what? These people are going to be them. If they ain't changed after so long, you know, now they're not going to. And I learned to accept people for who they are. Simple as that. the letting go and holding grudges, like, that's something that I had to sit with myself, because some shit don't be that deep. Some shit do. I feel like feelings, when it comes to my feelings or some shit like that, like, or respect or some shit, that's always deep. And I don't play about that shit. Like, I won't fuck with you for years behind that shit. Like, don't disrespect me. Don't disrespect nothing I love. Don't disrespect nothing I got going on. None of that shit. Because I know I don't do people like that. So you can't make me feel like no bitch when it comes to me. Like, I ain't no bitch when it comes to me. Like, a lot of times I was a people pleaser and didn't even realize it until, you know, thinking back and looking back, sitting with myself, you know what I mean, remembering certain situations and, you know, how certain shit played out. And shit, I just said, accept the motherfuckers for what they is and let that shit be gone. Like, and it feels good because it's not an obligation to have to keep in touch or keep up with people. Like, that shit is draining. I don't give a fuck enough, you know?
Do not, and definitely don't fight behind my respect, because, I mean, once them boundaries are, you know, crossed, or I set those boundaries and I have to readjust those boundaries because you're not aware of whatever the case may be, baby, I'm only going to readjust one time.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, in the beginning of my awakening, I used to preach my ass off, like, I'm an Aquarius, you know, so a messenger by my rising sign. But going through this journey, I've learned motherfuckers don't be listening. And at the ending and beginning of each day, it's I that walk this journey. Like, why the fuck should I drain myself to wake dead motherfuckers up? I feel we each awaken at our own time. And people, and again, some people never do. But, you know, I want to ask you this question, but I'm going to keep it for a minute because I want to make sure I word this right, because I don't want to disrespect nobody. It's not y'all, but I wanted to make sure that it come out right. But, you know, when I do speak of not just always, you know, wanting to hold a motherfucking hand, now I want to be clear, like, I will never withhold any resourceful, any information, you know, from anybody, but I will not hold nobody's hand through this journey. I'm not the person that's going to sit up all night helping you interpret your dream, trying to tell you what this shit means, or, you know what I'm saying, or telling you what you need to do. And as fucked up as it sounds, it's all for a good reason, because everything anyone has ever needed was inside of them. You don't need no motherfucking counselor to tell you what you're feeling or what you're going through. You can tell yourself that shit. And it sucks because it's people out here that walk that spiritual line, but they cross over into the schizophrenia lane. And I hope this comes out right, but I wanted to see, like, have you ever noticed that within some people? You know, them people that, like, expect you to preach and wake people up, or expect you to walk this path that, you know, like, that is not the path that is aligning or resonating with you. Like, have you seen that shit? Or, and if you have, like, how do you deal with people like that?
I don't, simply because, I mean, I learned a long time ago, quit listening to people. Shit, everybody ain't the same. Everybody's journey ain't the same. You can't tell me what I need to speak about or what I need to do with the information that I've motherfucking got. I do not deal with people like that, and it's hard to, like, because I don't know, don't call me scary, because them people scare me, like, for real. You can't, don't come to me telling me what I need to do and what this time means, and times is ending, and your time is ending. Like, for real.
Yeah, motherfucker, your time ending. You sound crazy.
Your time is ending, god dang. Then, for real, like, I don't know. It just, it baffles me, really, because, well, I can't even say that, because I did a lot of, I ain't going to say schizophrenia shit, but I stayed up, you know, nights on nights, end on ends, you know, not sleeping, researching things and trying to tell all my friends this and that. And, you know, and you know, it was, they made me sound crazy now that I think about it. make it sound crazy, you know, because motherfuckers is really think they really is Christians. But, you know, that's not the case at all. But on the other hand, you looking at me and what I'm believing as though I have a problem or something. But the ones that don't, you know how to cross over, you know, come on, during the day, you got to get a, you have to work, you have to provide, you have to, you know what I mean? Like, if you can't just schedule yourself research time and you can't fucking download it to your brain to where it's not fucking up your shit, like, if you can't do that, then please, like, just don't even, because, no, that shit is tough to deal with, like, for real. It's really scary to watch. Like, I don't like the people that speak on, you know, the dead or, you know, like, not even people are dead walking, but I mean, like, the rest and, like, they having dreams and stuff like that, like, and talking. Like, I understand some people have that gift and stuff like that, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I think motherfuckers be lying and, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Now, it's just funny you said that, and, you know, my cousin was doing that shit, and it's so funny, and I'm laughing, and I know we laughing at the same shit, but, bro, like, chill the fuck out. Like, you have to chill, and you cannot find yourself being caught up in the spiritual realm more than you're in your physical realm. Like, if the shit don't work like that. And as far as that shit being a gift, you know, speaking to the dead, like, I don't know, that shit tough. Because I don't play with shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you let resting people rest. And, you know, one may say that's the same as conjuring your ancestors or reaching out to them. Hell no, like, for real, on some real ass shit, I will feel your energy. But as far as all them, you coming to me in dreams and I'm seeing you in public, you people know, my people know you got to keep that shit to a minimum. You going to spook me the fuck out. And I don't like that. And, like, that shit is real, but, like, tampering with it, thinking it's cool, like, over and indulging in that shit, like, baby, you're not spiritual. Yes. You're demonic. Like, spirituality has left the building, and you need to come back to reality. Like, you need to snap back quick. Because it is, I mean, spirituality, like they tell you, the spiritual world is paper thin, the dead world, whatever you want to call it. And that's true. And so when you walk that line, it's you think you're talking to somebody you think you know and love, baby, you talk to something else. I don't fuck around. So, like, I just don't know. But like you said, you know, there were some times, and I know you said you don't listen to people, but in the beginning of my journey, like, I was so, like, just trying to figure out what the fuck was going on before I found out what was going on. And I would receive this fluke-ass information from spiritual instructors, think I needed a spiritual counselor. I had teachers. I had all this shit. And I was misled by so much in the beginning. Motherfuckers, well, they was trying to, because I cut all that shit short. Because you get to hearing people. They don't even sound right. Like, and then you get to feeling them vibrations and, like, bro, you're making me sick to my stomach. Even the females, like, you had people try to, well, I had people try to rename me, tell me that the creator sent me for them to have forever a polygamy relationship with they wife or some shit like that. And I had people try to convert me into Islam. Hell yeah. And some more shit. And they were telling me, you ain't this. This is what you is. You are African. You know, you just get people to try to tell you all this type of shit. And it, but you find out, like, what resonates with you and what doesn't. And I realized, like, a lot of what worked for other people, like, a lot of that shit didn't work for me, and it won't work for me, and vice versa. And so, like, that's why I'm never just like, hey, let me hold your hand through this, because it might not be the same outcome that I had. And, you know, people, they ask, like, do these tasks get harder as you elevate? Well, I fucking think so. Like, because I've never found the fine print where anyone has said this shit has been easy, but I've always seen it's forever been worth it. And with elevation comes that isolation. And in that point, blood won't even make a difference. And I'm saying all that to say, like, this shit ain't easy. Like, you and I, we know this shit is not easy. And, I mean, you have to just, like, figure this shit out for yourself. And I wanted to, you know, jump into some ways for, you know, one to know that they're not spiritually aligned. And I just want to run through a few. And so frustration, you know, that's a very big giveaway that something isn't going according to your higher self plan. You know, otherwise you would not feel frustrated. Not saying that you have to feel happy and joyous all the time. But, I mean, happiness comes from within. We all know that. So if you're feeling frustrated, that's, you know, typically a clear sign that something is going against yourself, your belief system, your values, your wishes, purposes, whatever you want to call the shit. And so when I'm frustrated, I find myself asking myself, you know, what's one thing that I would need to change for me to not be frustrated? Because, again, when you sit down and you analyze a lot of things, you realize sometimes you don't even know what you're mad for, but shit, when you connect the dots, it's something usually that you could either fix or you could have prevented. And so also just, like, being depressed, like, and that's a real big thing, you know, depression, and I feel like a lot of people don't speak on it. When you start this spiritual journey, you will become depressed because, shit, you start losing everybody. Did you find yourself becoming depressed?
Girl, I don't know. So much shit was going on, you know? It just, a lot of shit was going on, and I feel like all that, yes, all of that, because it was like a fucking catastrophe, you know what I mean, for me to actually wake up and really fucking smell the fucking coffee. Like I said, my life fell apart. Like, you know, people say you die, you know what I mean? And I feel like I've died so many times and recreated my life in so many different ways. But, yes, I spoke on it, you know what I mean? I literally lost everything. And shit, that shit is depressing.
I would agree, you know, and, you know, when you're feeling a little bit down and you start questioning things, most likely you'll end up feeling more isolated and depressed, thinking that no one can truly understand you. And, you know, this is a real thing. Like you say, you speak on it, and it does happen. Now, you know, and people need to realize, like, you have not gone crazy. There's nothing wrong with you. What's happening is you're grieving the old you. Like you said, you feel like you've died multiple times, and we all have. You have to kill something inside of you. Like, death is the start of a rebirth, and a lot of people don't realize that, but we need to cherish that. And so another thing, just, like, rapidly changing, like, and not in a good way, you know, that's a sign that you're not in alignment. And, you know, change does happen because that's, you know, that is the only thing that is consistent in this life. But, you know, why does change, consistent change, you know, happen and not for the good reasons? I feel like that's when we lose sight of our spiritual mission. As a higher self, will do anything and everything to get us back on track. You'll be spinning motherfucking circles, more circles than Luther Vandross. Like, come on now. But
I don't need
to confuse it.
I'm sorry. I'm just smiling, thinking about all the shit that, like, I had to go through. Like, it still may have to go through. Like, it never ends. Like, you elevate. And I've learned to appreciate that shit. Like, when I know anything in my life, girl, I know something better is coming. Simple as that. That's my mindset. I already know. I'm like, shit, this happening. Oh, this means this is coming type shit. Like, because ain't no way I'm going to be stuck in that sorrow or that pity of the loss. You know what I mean?
Yes, I totally agree. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, I really wanted to come on here and just vent. But you know how, and I'm not going to go into details, but you know how people be when tax time come around, people be feeling like you owe them shit and shit. I'm just, like, I've been hit with so much shit today. You know, surprises have been going on for about 2 weeks now. And I'm just deep breathing it, just, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, when shit like that hits you, you know something bigger is coming. And when I tell you something bigger is coming, it is. And I'm just sitting on it because, again, I ain't the bragging type, but, again, I am grateful and deserving of everything that is coming my way. And so, again, when we talk about, you know, spending your life back on track, don't confuse this change with, you know, the make you feel excited and a little scared change, you know, because those are the changes that are serving, you know, purpose. Those are the growth changes. And, you know, if frequent changes are constantly unpleasant and you make, you know, and they make you feel sad, frustrated, or whatever the case may be, it will most likely cause you to spiral, you know, downward. But again, you can pick yourself up. Just let yourself know, like, there's no such thing, like, as a bad situation as we're seeing. I feel like a lot of things we go through are tests, and we're prepared for this shit. We just don't know it because we be in panic mode. But another thing I learned is when you're hyperactive, that leads you to, you know, lose your focus. And it's kind of like, you know, you're looking at one shiny thing, and before you touch it, you go look at another thing that pops up in your sight. And, you know, you have one great idea after another, but nothing is actually getting done. I remember I told you about that. Like, I talk about doing all this shit, but if I'm not completing this shit, what the fuck am I really doing? Like, seriously.
Right.
And so I have to remind myself, you know, I have to remind myself that often, like, stop getting my hands into shit when I'm not completing other projects. And, you know, you just have to realign yourself. And with this is, you know, just like Queen Rich said, get in the closet, do those deep breaths, like really take in those, you know, your shadow work and get the shit done. Because, I mean, everything you need is already within you. There's no need to overthink it, to overfocus. Like, a lot of that shit is everything, not a lot, but everything will fall into place once everything is aligned. And so the last one that I wanted to touch on was, you know, questioning your own abilities. And you spoke on this earlier. And, like, when you go to questioning your own abilities, your own talents, your own knowledge, it's not a pleasant experience. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because I do that sometimes too, because sometimes we go through this shit and it takes some time for us to understand everything, because everything is so fucking connected. We don't know which way to connect the dots. And we do go to questioning ourselves, like, am I good enough? That one don't even pop in my head. It's like, can I really do this? Like, sometimes when I'm doing shit, because I be so fearful that, not that people gonna judge me, but, you know, even when you do, you put yourself out there and, you know, you tell your truth, people will still find a way to turn your story, and their story will get dragged further than the story that you told.
Yes.
And so not that I'm sensitive about my shit, but, like, I'm kind of sensitive about my shit. And so I have to remind myself, like, this shit is in me, not on me. And I don't give a fuck if anybody doubted me. Like, I can do this shit. And, like, what do you tell yourself when you go to questioning yourself?
Look at me now. Like, literally, like, look at me now. Like, ain't nothing nobody can tell me that I'm doing wrong in my life, the fuck, or where I'm going to end up. That used to be a thing, you know, people telling you these things. You know, before you know yourself, you listen to others about you for some fucking odd reason. I used to struggle with that. Now I'm just like, you know, I'm so open with my shit, can't nobody flip or narrate my life in any type of way. You can't manipulate that. I can't express it enough. I'm just so grateful, man. I've been through a whole lot. And not to say that it's anybody's fault, you know what I mean? Like, just, I put myself through a lot of shit that I did not have to go through, like, literally did not have to go through. It was the mindset that I had. I had to change my perspective on life, on myself, on what I wanted out of life. I had to switch everything. I had to, you know what I mean, start speaking for myself, start speaking life into myself, all of that. Like, I don't know, like, that shit right there, it just I'm getting chills thinking about it because, like, look at me now. The fuck, can't nobody say nothing about me that can scar me, that can hurt me. Like, it's scary, like, because when you feel like you're invincible, and I don't even want to say invincible physically, like, just emotionally, like, it's nothing that you can say to tear me down. Like, it's nothing that you can tell me that I've done, you know what I'm saying, that I haven't already accepted. It's nothing you can bring up. It's nothing that nobody, like, that shit feel good. Like, can't nobody say shit. I don't look to people for nothing. I don't need nothing from nobody. Like, can't nobody say shit. And that's the best feeling in the fucking world.
I agree. And then going back up to what you said, you know, listening to what people say about you, I feel like that's how a lot of us find ourselves, because you do hear what people say about you. And not only does that teach you, you know, what they think about you, but it teaches you, you know, what the fuck you are. Because, bitch, you could be saying this, but, bitch, this ain't me. Or however you may feel, you know, sometimes it's the opposite. And fuck what people say, you know. But, you know, I wanted to see if you had, you know, anything that you wanted to add to the list of, you know, ways to know that you're not spiritually aligned.
I don't know. You kind of talked about that. For me, the main one was the whole frustration part, because I think frustration comes from panic. Panic comes from fear. Stop living in fear. Like, that'd be the main thing for a lot of people and myself, as I stated before. That's my main thing. Like, the sleeping schedules, eating schedules, everything. Like, everything has to do with everything. Like, you feel it. Like, there's, I don't know how to explain it. I really honestly don't.
How you said it, because it aligns within you. But while we're speaking on spiritual alignment, I want to briefly touch on spiritual detachment, because I feel that, you know, is the lead-in stagnation to, you know, the spiritual realm. And I have a small clip. It's just like 2 minutes. And I feel like it will help people understand the law of detachment, so you're able to understand the spiritual warfare to be able to align spiritually.
Yes.
The law of detachment. One of Buddhism's principles states that life is never permanent. Things always change. Situations change. People change. Everything changes. Thus, this is the source of unhappiness. So what does this mean? It means that whenever you try to go after something, you attach your happiness to that particular outcome. For example, if you didn't own a Ferrari, you wouldn't be happy. If you didn't own a big house, you wouldn't be happy. If you didn't have a big bank account, you wouldn't be happy. If you didn't have the relationship you want, you wouldn't be happy. Therefore, unhappiness is self-generated in the mind, and the reason is because we are attached to the outcome. If you compare some of your problems to someone else's problems in a third world country, your problems would disappear. Happiness is really a state of mind. Now, I know this is becoming New Age thinking, but hear me out. One of the human needs is certainty. We all want to feel certain about a particular outcome. However, the problem with certainty that is really dangerous, because if we were certain with everything in our lives, we live a completely boring and meaningless life. Therefore, in order to live a peaceful life, we must factor in uncertainty in our plans. Mark Boris, the CEO of Wizard Home Loans, once said that it's foolish to plan for long term, for things always change. You may notice this with your life as well. Whenever you set up a plan and execute, you find things pop up. Suppliers change their mind, people are sending out emergency emails. To go from A to B, there's infinite number of things that can happen, and it's important to factor that in. Mark Boris also said that we operate in a three-dimensional world. Know that you're participating in that event, and that event doesn't define you. It's important to approach life from a detached point of view, like you're looking down at the maze and you're not the mouse frantically running around. The events that are occurring won't affect you emotionally, because you're viewing it from an objective point of view. So does this mean you should not go after the things you want? No. What the law of detachment is trying to say is that you can still go after what it is that you want, but don't be so attached to the outcome because it may change. I started applying the law of detachment in my life and I noticed that it's reduced my stress level significantly. I used to go through so much anxiety and panic every time something doesn't go my way, which always does whenever you go after something. So if you're finding yourself being depressed because of your outcomes, I highly recommend for you to practice the art of detachment. Finally, I would like to leave you with a quote. Detachment is not that you should own nothing, but that nothing should own you.
And I agree. You know, I won't go into details, but I detach myself from any and everything that doesn't feel right. And if I come back around and the shit still don't feel up to par, I'm never returning again. Like, I'm out. I don't give a fuck who you are, what you are to me. The days of being depressed and stressed because we're connecting too much energy or I'm totally being depleted of mine is over. You know, if there's no balance, you do not got to worry about me. Like, even in a relationship, like, if you not like-minded, you on some other bullshit, baby, you can pass me up. I will not fuck with someone that is not spiritually aligned or still finding themselves or running through them crazy stages. You know, like, people you say scare you, like, I don't have time for that. It's not worth the headache. And I know, like, seriously, like, you ain't about to be fucking scaring me. I wake up and you just up staring at the wall. I don't need nobody finding themselves like that because you done talked to something you ain't had no business talking to. You know, and I know you spoke, you know, on, you know, some of your detachments, but as you grow in your spiritual journey, do you still find yourself detaching from, you know, yourself from certain things, people or situations?
Yes, I feel like you have to. That comes with change. Like, the, you know, shit don't stay the same. And like I said before, I had to learn to change my perspective on things and not focus on the problem and focus on the fucking solution. Yeah, this happened, but bitch, this is what I'm finna do to get it done. Like, that's just, some people call it a hustler mindset, but shit, that's just, you know, to me, common sense. Now that I think about it, but some people do struggle like that. You know, they panic, they, you know, live in fear or whatnot like that. Like, shit, I don't know what it'd be. But for me, I had to change my fucking perspective on life. Shit's going to happen. That comes with it. Some things that you get attached to, like the feeling of something that, you know, you might be wanting and you finally get it and you don't feel that way that you expected to feel, now you want something else, or that thing that you really wanted is not good enough. No, that's so negative. You know what I mean?
Well, tell my little old business then. That's why you have to really stop and think, because I used to be like that, like, used to think shit would be like this, and by the time I get better, I'd be so fucking bored, like, this ain't what I want. And not to bring up, you know, relationships, but shit, that's how cheating gets started. So, you know, and that's a different topic, but I, you know, I used to be that person, like, expecting this different-ass outcome and be so fucking upset at the situation in myself for trying to control it instead of just allowing it to be what it was.
Yeah.
You know, but again, we grow. We learn and we grow. And I wanted to just let anyone know, you know, if you're starting your spiritual journey, I do recommend that you, you know, pick your practice, you know, meditate for 15 to 30 minutes. Yoga, I like to do yoga. Say your affirmations out loud. Write them on the fucking mirror. Smudge yourself in energy, like, in your energy. Clear your energy. Sage, a lot of people might not like it, but find your way to smudge the energy. And
I have one.
I like to – go ahead.
I got one. And I got this – it just blew my fucking mind. This is a good one to me. Pick a song that you really, really like and dedicate it to yourself. A positive song that you really, really, you know, an uplifting song that you really love, and that's your shit. Dedicate it to yourself and sing it to yourself in the mirror. Boom.
I seen fuck them other niggas in the mirror to myself daily because I don't see none of you motherfuckers. I do. Like, I'm what niggas? Them niggas?
I like that. So, I'll be like,
that's a good one. I never really realized that that was what I was doing, but I have to remind myself, like, but the niggas that I'm down for is, like, myself and my kids. And that's why it's so funny because, like, you know, I don't even hang with nobody. But, shit, that is a good one. I like that. What she said, I was going to say, you know, I like to read. Like, sometimes I like to read a book from something I feel knowledgeable because, again, like you said, we don't know everything. And there's people that experience more than us, and I do like to, you know, just learn about others and how they were able to maneuver through whatever they were going through. But all in all, I feel like people need to start spending time with themselves. And I promise you, like, the silence, it has a loud voice. And you will learn so much, not only about yourself, but how everything is already connected. But before we close out, Queen Rich, I wanted to see, you know, if you had any words or, you know, words of advice for people walking a spiritual journey or searching for themselves, searching for their purpose.
Yes, definitely. Like I said before, change our perspective on how you view life, yourself, your emotions. Sit with that shit, for real, for real. The biggest thing for me was to change my perspective on things because I did used to view, you know, a lot of shit negatively, not looking for the positive, you know, because shit has to be balanced, as you said before, shit. With the good comes the bad. With the bad comes the fucking good. And that has changed my life in so many fucking ways. That depressed shit that these motherfuckers tried to, you know, put on me, that was a fucking lie. You know, it has to do with your mental state. Like, come on, like, that's something with that I feel as a people, as a whole, should take care of, you know, ASAP. A fucking SAP. And not worry about the worldly events, that's the circus that's going on around you. Look at that shit as that has nothing to do with you. Like, that's how I see it. Like, that's how I look at shit. I don't know. It ain't got shit to do with me. This is my world. I'm in my world. You know what I mean? I'm throwing the energy out that I want to motherfucking, you know, receive back. You know, I'm pulling it like a fucking magnet. I'm pulling everything that I want, how I see my life, how I want my life to be. I'm pulling that to me. I'm vibrating on that level. Hey, that's the best advice I can give anybody. Like I said before, I don't feel as though I'm a teacher, but my co-host, yeah, you got that feeling in me, so I need to start feeling myself. I need to start telling myself that that's what the fuck I am, because that is what the fuck I am. Change our perspective. That's the best advice I have for anybody.
And I agree with everything you said. And y'all got to know that it's going to be all right. You know, especially when you take emotion out of things, you're able to see clearly. And no one walking the journey we walk has the same path, but we're all trying to get to a similar place. And you have to find a peace of mind. And again, it's okay for you to lose your mind to find a motherfucker again. Never allow yourself to defeat yourself because that's who you're up against. And, you know, when you're chosen, it's in you. It's not on you. And, you know, beautiful people, you know, it's definitely been a blessing to chop it up with y'all and clear the air. That is it for us, you know. Already come back and fuck with us Sunday for Frequency Sunday. And, you know, we are slowly creeping into season 3, and we thank all of y'all for forever fucking with us. Until next time, beautiful people, keep y'all head high, chest out, and vibrate higher.
I ask them no questions, they give me no answers. Following the wise, but they're walking in pampers. Give me a